different sort of roll call in the planning council. Well, first of all, welcome everyone. Hello. So this is a different sort of roll call, and the planning council are called by name, and then other members are called by the agency that they are representing. So starting off with DPH HIV Health Services.
Here.
Positive Resource Center.
Here.
Project Inform. Oh, she's absent today. Wade Flores. Mary Lawrence Hicks. ALRP.
Here.
DPH Population Health Division.
Here.
Lee Jewell.
Present.
AIDS Foundation. AIDS Foundation.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm not used to responding.
HIV Prevention Council. Rachel Mappiano. Matthew
so
Miller.
Can you say the name of the agency? So
for the provider, yes.
Okay.
Ken Pierce. City Clinic. Here. Catholic Charities, BYO. Charles Sarone.
Here.
Chip Supanich.
Here.
API Wellness Center. Project Open Hand.
Here.
All right, and so there's been a bit of an update as well. We have one person who is no longer part of the group, so that has actually bumped up and not only from Project Inform to a board member.
Who's no longer?
Shanti is no longer representative.
That's funny.
They couldn't find anyone for the meeting.
I think they found already too many people. Just fine.
We call the line.
Yeah, I think he said he was here as a guest, not.
And also, if you have any guests, introduce them.
Okay, I'm Stephen Willett. I'm a program manager at the Alliance Health Project, formerly the AIDS Health Project. It's a good name. Stephen, S-E-P-H-A-N. And the last name is O-U-E-L-L-E-T-T-E.
Thank you.
We're glad you could join us.
Okay, so does everybody have the draft agenda? Just take a look at it. Just want to approve the agenda as it is, or
so I'm fine with the agenda. I would just like to keep on the table my suggestion around coming up with an essential health benefits package for the city for all HIV services, rather than focus on just how we're going to address what it may be an illusory shift of funding from primary care to other supportive services. So just, it's not on the agenda. It doesn't have to be on there for today. I'm cool. It's just, I would love that idea to still be part of the work plan.
Great, I'll put that on the parking lot, maybe for next month's agenda. So, San Francisco Essential Health Benefit Plan.
Sound like for people with HIV. Well,
yeah.
Any other comments on the agenda? Objection to approving? Okay. Agenda is adopted as, and then we'll move on to reviewing the minutes. Do we have a copy of the minutes from last week?
Last month, you mean?
Last month. Last month.
It's been that long.
And corrections, adjustments for the minutes.
Give us another minute.
Kind of lengthy.
Come on. Come on. Especially so that there's still a lot to do.
Really? And I'm not so worried about being misquoted.
Page 3. So, in regard. regard to this point of clarification around the work group's current focus, we're looking at Covered California Insurance, and we're also considering Medi-Cal as well as part of the. So.
Can you point out exactly where you're looking at?
Page 3, under Mark Molnar, introduced materials. So the very last bullet point underneath there. Apparently, I presented a point of clarification around work group's current focus that we're looking at Covered California Insurance, not Medi-Cal. We are looking at.
So it should just read and Medi-Cal.
And Medi-Cal.
This is not, I can't take credit for these ones yet, but thanks for Talia. Yeah.
We'll relay the message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will.
There is some good news and still some work to do. I am pleased to report that at a public meeting on the budget, the mayor indicated that he is fully supportive of restoring the entirety of the HIV funding cuts, which equals about $2.7 million. We do not have that in writing. We do not have the mayor's budget out yet. But that is a very positive development. I know that members of the Planning Council and the HIV/AIDS Provider Network are continuing to do advocacy with members of the Board of Supervisors. And I want to remind folks that there is a hearing next Wednesday, May 7th, a time set at 1 p.m., though people should expect to sit for a while before they can actually give testimony, but the hearing is focused on the impact of the HIV cut. So if people can turn out, if people can bring somebody, that would be great. I don't think we need to be as expansive as we were last year, but I think we still need to make an impact. So that's next Wednesday, 1 p.m. at the Board of Supervisors.
Andy?
We got a notice that there is a return of some Medi-Cal adult dental benefit. So I think that that's a really great thing that hopefully will have a positive impact on this Brian White from the
Yeah. These are additions to the changes that were already kind of partial restoration of the premium.
Are they?
So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a further expansion of
Yeah, it is a further expansion, but there still may be some shortfall when we're looking at optimal HIV care in the sense that like dental cleaning generally is a very quiet, you know, half hour at the most kind of procedure as they define it. Most of our clients need scaling, debriefing, more like an hour and a half over three or four sessions. So they may be able to bill the first time to Medi-Cal, but they'll need additional, and that will be probably covered by Ryan White. So there's some real, you know, we're still really looking at it, but the types of scaling, the fact of dealing with what I call meth now, is going to be a real challenge that will continue to be way beyond Medi-Cal coverage. And those kinds of procedures that we're looking toward, we're still going to want to hold a lot of that. So in that regard, most, what I would say is a person with HIV who has Medi-Cal or Dental-Cal will still remain underinsured. But to the extent will depend on the individual case.
Right. Yeah, especially given the fact that people have been, you know, so underserved in the area.
Right.
Oral hygiene. Yes, sir. And I can pass this around, and maybe we'll distribute it as part of the materials. And another announcement is that some new Medi-Cal expansion qualifying poverty levels have come out, so those have been increased for the individual to $16,105. And then, of course, as it goes up to the tens of new poverty levels.
Sure.
Can you tell you?
Other announcements? Okay. Move on to public comment.
I think we just had one addition. If you could introduce yourself for me.
Yes, I'm Jorge Cepeda. I'm the temporary manager here at San Luis Obispo.
Did you want to comment a little bit about how things are going at DRC?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have been talking to a lot of clients. So thanks to everyone who's been sending clients over, in particular being at ALRP. So we've been talking to a lot of folks, and you know, part of our services included, you know, healthcare planning, helping clients pick a plan, enrolling the right plan for them. As everyone knows, open enrollment is over, so now we're more focused on what kind of issues have arisen since the open enrollment has ended, or what issues have arisen for people trying to enroll. So there are, unfortunately, but as we predicted, a ton of issues have come up, and we're trying our best to find the quickest answers for our clients. I do want to sort of mention some of the common themes that we've been the most serious one is lack of training for a lot of the California staff as well as the Medi-Cal staff. They're not quite trained. The Medi-Cal staff, they're not quite trained on the updated rules for Medi-Cal expansion, so they've been giving clients inaccurate information about eligibility. So that's been a real big problem. I am working with a supervisor in that office to sort of encourage them to provide more in-depth training. So that's in the works, but that has been a big problem, and most of it's been resolved, you know, case by case, but for clients, for people who haven't come to us, we continue to be a problem. So that's one of the major issues.
What kind of eligibility issues?
So we have a client with the immigration status and was told that she would not qualify for the Medi-Cal expansion based on her immigration status. It was completely wrong. She absolutely did qualify. And she was told not by one staff member, but by three different people at three different instances that she did not qualify. So it was after speaking with the supervisor that she was finally put on Medi-Cal because she was absolutely qualified. So things like that. Some people are still going by the old Medi-Cal rules for disability. So people are saying you're over asset. There's no asset limit anymore. Things like that. Things that should be very easy for people to be trained on. They're not getting trained on. So that continues to be a problem, but it supposedly is being worked on. Another issue is people who try to enroll at the very last day of open enrollment. They were getting tons of calls, tons of people on the web, people getting kicked off, people being on hold for hours, and then being disconnected, so they were not able to actually enroll on the very last day. We've been told by Covered California that as long as the client created an online account prior to the deadline, even as of now, they can still enroll in a plan. I have one client in particular who's in the process of doing that, so we'll see if that's actuality, but we've been told that as of now, they can still enroll. So those are some of the main issues, and of course there's the issue with clients who are already enrolled but can't make their first premium payment, or OHIP continues to be an issue in sending out their payments in time, so we're trying to rectify those. So far we've actually gotten pretty good feedback from Cover California about things like this, understanding that it's a third party paying the insurance premiums and they're the ones who are delaying the premium payments and not the clients. So we've been able to work it out for some individual clients, but it continues to be an issue. One thing I did want to mention too is that Anthem Blue Cross actually put a list of in-network providers that was wrong. So you heard that. Yeah. They actually put about 1,000 names of doctors saying that they're in-network, when in reality they're not. So clients enroll in Anthem thinking that they can still see their provider, they were on the list, and find out after the fact, after seeing their doctor, they see the doctor was not billing for the services. Now clients are responsible for paying that bill. That's been happening to quite a few people, and there's a couple of options. Anthem says that they will grant request for continuity of care, so they will pay those doctors who are not in the network that were listed at least through the end of the year until the open enrollment begins again for next year. And Covered California actually did say that it is okay for clients to switch to a different plan if they were in that situation because they want to keep their doctor. So they've been able to switch without any problem. So good news, but still, there's issues. So I just wanted to put that out there so that people are aware that these are the type of issues that are going on. But yeah, we've been talking to a lot of people and trying to do our best. Yeah.
So I have two questions that I've heard of. One is that to kind of extend the provider situation, that sometimes providers are surprised to learn that the rates that they will be reimbursed through this are much lower than what they had received before. So they thought they were going to be a part of the process, but they no longer are when they learn how little they're going to be reimbursed. And so that's presented a challenge for some folks. The other thing has been around medication coverage and getting clarity around what medicines are covered and what medicines are not covered. And so I'm just wondering if you've heard some of those stories.
Yes, the medication ones, definitely. There is some confusion about what medications are exactly covered and the formulary lists aren't exactly clear. So we're trying to work out, I have one client in particular in this situation, so we're trying to work that out to see if it is possible to be covered for this particular medication, or if it's possible to switch to a different plan and just sort of get more clarity as to